MDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Hurricane Melissa, now upgraded to a Category 5 storm, is bearing down on Jamaica. It's expected to make landfall either late tonight or early tomorrow morning. ABC's Ike Ajachi reports from Kingston.
You're asked to evacuate now!
The storm already dumping torrential rains and triggering severe flooding and destruction across the Caribbean, killing three people in Haiti and one in the Dominican Republic. Here in Kingston, anxiety is rising. Shelves already empty at supermarkets, with shoppers grabbing bottled water, canned goods, and flashlights as families prepare for power outages and sheltering in place.
In Florida, volunteers have been preparing aid boxes containing food and other basic necessities to help families across the parts of the Caribbean affected by the storm. President Trump is in Tokyo today, the second stop on his tour through Asia. On Thursday, he meets with Chinese President Xi Jinping to discuss trade. This is ABC News.
Mad City. Biking through blizzards since forever. 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. 109 Wisconsinites died last year as a result of family or domestic violence. That's according to new data from End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin. Isabella Nieto reports.
Jane Graham Jennings is the executive director of the Women's Community, a Wausau-based organization that helps people affected by domestic violence, sexual assault, stalking, and human trafficking. She says it's hard to combat the rising number of deaths because of the complexity of domestic violence.
There still is a tendency for people to blame victims, and there's still not an incentive for people who cause harm to change.
She says there is a power dynamic in a household affected by domestic violence.
The people who choose harm manipulate and control everything. They manipulate the systems, they manipulate law enforcement, they manipulate judges, and they keep getting away with that.
Wisconsin has a mandatory arrest law for domestic violence cases, which means when a police officer is called to a scene of domestic violence, they are required to find out who the predominant aggressor is and arrest them. Jennings says that law hasn't curbed the problem.
People who use power and control manipulate the entire system and continue to be manipulative and continue to harm and hurt their family members, and they use the legal system to do that.
Jennings says for those who may be in a domestic violence situation, you are not alone, it's not your fault, and there is help for you.
We are here, we believe you, and we understand.
You can donate to the Women's Community at womenscommunity.org. All donations will be matched up to $10,000 through October. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers sink the Steelers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Pittsburgh, where the Packers rallied in the second half to win 35-25. Matt LaFleur on what he saw from his team despite a slow start.
The greatest thing I saw from our guys was I didn't see any panic. They stayed together, and we cleaned up some things that we didn't do in the first half.
Tight end Tucker Kraft scored his second touchdown of the game in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, we saw some things in the first half where, you know, we were just one block away from this. We looked ourselves in the mirror and we said that wasn't good enough. We came back out in the second half and we executed.
Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers was asked about hearing the Go Pack Go chants during the game.
I've heard that chant for 18 years, so Packer fans travel really well. First time in a while I've used silent count for a home game. That's a credit to those Packer fans.
At Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers with sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
It is going to be a pretty nice day today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 50s this afternoon. With just a light breeze. Tonight, scattered showers after midnight are low in the upper 30s to near 40. Tomorrow, scattered showers with a high in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now, it's 45. This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Dustin Mack from Appleton's History Museum at the Castle. We talk Wisconsin Dells ghost boat tours, and musician Strategic joins me in studio. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
92.7 WMDX. Smart talk without the suit and tie.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, because it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wiser.
Unfortunately, in day 25, what we've seen is that Donald Trump has shown zero interest, and Republicans have shown zero interest in reopening the government.
Christopher, yes. Who said it has become easy to see where we are weak. It's more difficult to see where we are strong. Oh, please, hang on. Make your love of this country, despite her imperfections, relentless and refuse to give that up. American citizenship confers a great responsibility. We must do our best together to live up to it. Who said that?
Cloris Leachman.
No, I'm reading it right here. Oh. Giving Up is Unforgivable, the new Joyce White Vance book, which is required reading. That was easy, because, okay.
Yeah,
all right. All right. By the way, so speaking of voting, which she highly recommends, Ben says, the quickest way I can describe Prop 50, if you're at a bar and a drunk guy, Texas, punches you in the face, you can either proclaim people shouldn't punch, what Democrats normally do, or you can punch the drunk guy right back, Prop 50. There you go. Very good. Very good. Thank you. New York Photo says, say what you want about Barron Trump making $80 million on crypto insider trading, but never forget that Hunter gave his dad $1,380 toward the money he borrowed for a used truck. Yeah, you remember that corruption. Woo! Swampy, swampy, swamp. By the way, did Cokie McCokerson, Don Jr., just get some huge Pentagon contract for some business he started 6 minutes ago? Did I read that right?
Yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Jeff says, I'm old enough to remember when the ballroom would only cost $200 million and the East Wing wouldn't be touched, because that was last week. Mm-hmm. Yes, just in case you're trying to keep up.
Yep.
Okay, Mary in Illinois. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Mayor. Welcome. Hello? Mary? Mario?
You mean Mario?
Oh, Mario. Sorry. Yes. I didn't mean to misgender you. Sorry, Mario.
Thank you kindly for taking my call.
Okay.
You just say something remarkable. The you females are the ones living in this country. Ma'am, I've been saying this since 1979. I work for a big company in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And every year we have to service all the universities in Chicago, you name it. So what I noticed every time I would take my break, it was 10 to 15 females walking into the universities, and it was maybe two or three males. And that went through years and years, and continuously, the majority of the females, they will come direct to school, 15 of them, and the other two guys, the males, they were just goofing, going into school.
Yeah, yeah.
I was in the No King March, and let me tell you quickly, it was the 80% on the No King March that we were there, 80% to 70% they were females.
Yeah.
I just want to tell the females, wake up. I tell my nurses, my doctors, wake up. You have to run this country.
Yep.
And I said, with no problem.
Thank you,
I would love to be ruled by them.
Thank you, Mario. Oh, thank you.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that was hot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was hot. Girls, his point. Boys are dumb. That's what his point. Thank you. We'll take it from here, boys.
With his accent, I thought he said something else at the beginning.
I know. I was worried for a second.
Yeah.
Where that was going.
When he said "you girls,"
but it went.
But his accent made it sound like.
But it went in a great direction.
It did. It really did. I was really.
We had a happy ending.
It is funny. It is funny that he mentions that though, because when I was in school, the majority of the people that I knew that would cut class and skip and had absences were men.
Yeah.
None of my women friends would skip like that.
It's literally there is a clip for everything with Hillary Clinton or Kamala Harris that they literally were right about everything.
Yeah.
They literally predicted all of this, and you try to think of where we would be had we. You know. By the way, so Kamala Harris has not ruled out a run. Good for her. You know what? Let's have that big primary everybody thought we should have. You know what? And if she wins, you get your ass off the couch this time and get her in the White House. I told you I got to meet Governor Andy Beshear, who is also very, I'm sure he may be in the running. He was very impressive. He had some great stuff you would have loved, Chris, just about... You know, Democrats, you know, need to talk to people and not at people.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, we don't have food insecurity. People are hungry. Mm-hmm. You know, like he has a really...
Well, you listen to him, but you won't listen to me.
Well, you're a douche. But, you know, he's somebody that won in a state Trump won by, what, 20 points or something?
Right.
Kentucky. And Dana Goldberg made the point that he did it by not, and he talked about this, not throwing trans people under the bus. You know, I mean, there are ways to navigate these issues. And he, you know, and I think he's done it really well. He says he will come on the show.
Yep.
So see if that's something that someone just says to my face. But then,
that happens a lot.
He's a partner here at SiriusXM, though. He does a thing on SiriusXM.
He does.
Yeah. He's on our team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Ron.
Speaking of that, guess who we have on tomorrow?
Zerlina Maxwell, who we love.
Yeah.
Team Progress is the best team on SiriusXM.
Right.
Yeah. And Jody, Lonnie's wife, as we like to call her.
Sure.
Jody Hamilton, Mrs. Lonnie Paul will be here tomorrow.
Yeah.
And Charlie Pierce.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay, Ron says after working on his ballroom all week and destroying the East Wing of the White House, Trump is now flying around the world trying to make deals with autocrats while refusing to negotiate with Democrats to reopen the U.S. government. Just in case you were wondering what the update is on what he... And he is doing a... It's a different version of the Handy J dance over in where he is. They seem quite startled. He's doing like something. Oh, I think his one arm probably doesn't work anymore because of the, you know, stroke.
The stroke.
And so, there's just the one arm's working overtime. Like, like an oil rig, just like really cranking away on that. Yeah. Yanking on that crank like crazy.
Yanking on that crank like crazy.
Margaret Cho.
Were upset about me using the word spooge.
You have to watch Margaret Cho talking about your friend Caroline Levin. It is so dirty and so funny. Another hero of democracy like Kathy Griffin.
Yep.
But she talks about what she has to do to her old husband to get it. It's very funny.
I have a correction. Last week I said Caroline Levin was a millennial. She is Gen Z.
Wow. Like old Gen Z.
Sad.
Yeah,
too,
she's on the cusp, but she's Gen Z.
Yeah.
I don't claim her.
Yeah. Margaret has some very, very dirty things to say, but just some speculation about what goes on in the bedroom with her and her shriveled old husband. Something about yanking on the crank like an Edsel.
He's trying to get an Edsel started. Right?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah. She said she's so corrosive, she squirts battery acid.
Oh my God.
Okay, I'm just borrowing Margaret Cho's
brilliance. Chris looks mortified.
We should have probably had a discussion about that before you blurted that.
Well, we did before Rude Pundit, and you completely went off the reservation on that.
Oh my God.
We just can't trust each other anymore.
No, we cannot.
Spooky.
Trust
spooky,
is broken.
Spooky week.
Okay. Lori in Chicago. Hello, Lori.
Hi, Stephanie.
I blame Halloween. Go ahead.
I live a block from the Laugh Factory in Chicago. I was there on Friday when the night manager was knocked to the ground by ice goons.
Yeah.
And not only that, he's legal. I don't know what his infraction was, but his mother kind of tried to step in, like in front of him to intervene, and they knocked her to the ground
as well.
She was in town. She was in town visiting him from where, I don't know where, and his sister was as well. And the thing is, yeah, that night manager lives in an apartment above the Laugh Factory, yeah. And his mom and sister were staying in a hotel. Yeah. We all spoke to the mother, and for some reason, you know, he left his wallet at the hotel, and they were on their way back to get it when this kidnapping took place.
Yeah.
And so when they knocked him to the ground, his cell phone fell to the ground, and he didn't have his wallet on him, and they drove off with him. We hadn't helped his mother and sister navigate to Broadview or wherever they took him, and how to help him.
Insane.
But he had no phone,
Lori,
no wallet.
Can I ask a Chicago Central question? Where is the Laugh Factory in
Broadway
Chicago?
And Belmont, isn't it?
It's East Lakeview, yeah. Steph. It is east of Halstead, the old Boys Town area.
Okay. It's like Broadway and Belmont.
Because Lori,
Belmont and Broadway.
Yeah.
Exactly, Chris. And they were, and these ice cones were boxed in because that's the busy intersection at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Because
Real quickly, let me say, when they took off east on Belmont to the entrance ramp to Lakeshore Drive. Uh-huh. The police showed up, and they drove off, racing down Belmont. And the thing is, a block away from that encounter, there's a pedestrian right of way.
Oi.
And if somebody had been walking across that intersection,
yep.
One of these ice goons, that they would have hit them instantly.
Yeah. Yeah. I was, when I did WCKG in the morning, everybody, uh-huh. Mellon Howe, in the late 80s, that was the comedy boom in Chicago. Lori, do you remember? Like, there was in one night, we would play The Funny Firm, Catch a Rising Star,
yeah.
Zanies, The Improv, but yeah. There was no, I didn't even know there was a Laugh Factory.
I think when I lived there in the mid 90s, that was a movie theater, but it has since become a Laugh Factory.
Yeah, Chris probably was, yeah. Given the building and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And real quickly, one more thing, guys. Later on that day in Lincoln Park, a private home behind the fence was undergoing renovations, and one of the ice goons jumped the fence to nab somebody doing construction on a private home in Lincoln Park.
Can I say something on behalf of Chris Lavoie? When we are so proud of our old hometown,
yes,
of Chicago, and the
we
way
are.
You guys are standing up.
Oh,
and
yeah.
you're great,
you know what?
Governor.
That's the other thing. There were 10 or 12 of us surrounding this nabbing. And you know what? Yeah, East Lakeview is a very populated neighborhood.
Sure. I used to live there.
After it was over, we were all so shook up. You know, I hugged people. I met people for the first time that day.
Yeah.
We hugged. There was a real sense of unity.
Yeah,
you know,
I love
the takeaway.
Yeah, we love Chicago. I'm a Polak, so I was forced. I was required to live off Pulaski, just off Pulaski.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
But anyway, so proud of you.
I used to live
you.
Like 5 blocks south of the Laugh Factory, so I know exactly where that is.
So proud of you and your governor and how you're Chicago strong, man, yep. Standing up to. All right. Yes, we apologize. It is Halloween week, which is why we're not in our right mind.
No.
What do they call it? What's the other parade of the dead? Something. I don't know.
Day of the Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the Day of the Brain Dead on
sure.
The Stephanie Miller Show.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was shredding Epstein files late one night when my eyes focused on the East Wing site. For my wrecking ball crane began to rise, and suddenly, to everyone's surprise,
it did the smash.
It did the Trumpster smash.
The Trumpster smash.
It was a terrible crash.
The Trumpster smash.
It was done in a flash.
The Trumpster smash.
It was the Trumpster smash. Out from his coffin, Zombie Reagan's voice did ring. Seems he was troubled by just one thing. Went on to CBC and said most modestly,
whatever happened to my free trade policy?
It's in the trash.
It's in the Trumpster trash.
The Trumpster trash.
It got tariffed for cash.
The Trumpster smash.
It was gone in a flash.
The Trumpster smash.
It was the Trumpster smash. There, Stephen Miller. Don't cry. It's not fair. You look like a penis.
That is what Stephen Miller sounds like.
He does, and he does look like a penis. Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. Thank you. 18 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Zima!
Zima!
Sorry, I almost injured myself in my Zipa enthusiasm.
Oh, okay.
You know the three pillars to good health: great diet, great exercise, great sleep. If you snore, not only can you keep others from getting a good night's sleep, it can be an underlying cause of, you know it, high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, even memory loss. Zipa! The only FDA-approved and patented mouthpiece. It uses a tongue seat belt. The tongue is the leading cause of snoring. Zipa also moves your jaw forward, keeps your airway open. 91% success rate. It is so simple. And from now till the end of October, put an end to your snoring. Save $10 on a limited edition pink Zipa. With every order, they'll donate $10 to breast cancer research. Zipa.com. Type in the code PINK or text the word PINK to 511-511. That's ZYPPAH.com. The code is PINK. Text fees may apply.
This is a disgusting display.
Oh, you can say that again.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, what if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. It's scary, but true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people our age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, even look years younger. Here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Use the collagen I use and love. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Stephanie. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. One more time, go get my collagen, GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Well, every Sunday morning, my puppies and I pile onto the couch, coffee in hand, cartoons on, wrapped in the softest blanket we own, the Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. It's plush, textured, and honestly feels like a cloud hug. And when it's time for bed, Cozy Earth takes comfort to another level. Their bamboo sheets transform my sleep. Made from viscose from bamboo, they're temperature regulating and moisture wicking, so I actually sleep cooler. Silky smooth, breathable, built to last. It's like slipping into luxury every single night. Plus, you can try them risk-free with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. Upgrade the place you spend the most time, your bed. CozyEarth.com. My code is Stephanie for up to 20% off. That's CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie. And if you get a post-purchase survey, let them know you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller. Because home isn't just where you live, it's how you feel. Let's go home with Cozy Earth one more time. That's CozyEarth.com. Don't forget to type in Stephanie for that 20% off. CozyEarth.com.
What is a commercial? It's a message delivered to the people, in this instance through your radio speakers, into your ears. Why, it's like a movie for your brain. This radio commercial is directed to the business community. If you want to reach more customers, you should be using WMDX Radio. It's that simple. Just email sales@WMDXradio.com and let our crack sales team show you how to make your business grow with the number one medium known to humankind, the radio commercial on WMDX. Long may you wave.
Early fall in Madison. Still green, still warm, still pretending summer's not over. But those crisp mornings are coming, along with the pumpkin spice debates. 92.7 WMDX is your soundtrack through the season that's lurking just ahead. Real news, honest talk, zero coffee judgment. WMDX, embracing fall denial together.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
Seems like nobody in America agrees on much of anything these days.
But can we agree the federal government shouldn't tax people into poverty?
If you work full-time, you should be able to afford your basic needs. Don't you think? We're the Patriotic Millionaires.
We believe your full-time job should cover what it costs to live. You think your first $45,000 of income should be tax-free?
And multimillionaires?
We should pay more to fund your tax cut. Go to first45taxfree.com to learn more. A working-class tax cut paid for by millionaires. That's an idea we can all agree on.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, do it. Do it. No, not to the right. Nope. Just to the left.
So yep. Are we playing the song for Halloween week? Because you get Tootsie Rolls?
Oh, I can see what you did there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me see your Tootsie Roll. Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let me see that Tootsie Roll. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. I totally thought about that ahead of time.
I can Tootsie Roll. I can Cabbage Patch. What?
What?
I can Lambada. I'm just doing all the current dances for
Lambada
her.
Me? No?
Okay. Captain Delusion, Trump called for a ban on fake ads. He claimed we're not showing real polls.
I'm sorry, what?
That were pushed by radical left losers. It posted, after winning three elections by a lot.
What three I'm elections now getting, did he win?
I'm betting the best polling numbers I've ever received.
What three elections?
Why must we live in his delusions? Because he won 2020, remember how happened?
But he didn't.
Thank you, Brett, from our friends at Midas Touch. He said, not enough commentary from the legacy press about how the president is both senile and a psychopath. Maybe they're saving it for their books a few years from now. The other one, we were talking about him saying, they should indict Jack Smith, Merrick Garland, Christopher Wray for the rigged 2020 election. And Midas Touch said, wow, very impressive for them to do all this in 2020 while Trump was president and they weren't in the government. Very normal post from the president of the United States. And they don't say anything about it. That's how completely delusional this is. When he was on Air Force, one reporter couldn't go, yeah, they weren't in power. How would they possibly have?
Right.
Oh, look at me dabbling in journalism.
Right.
That's so cute.
We have a little bit of breaking news from the land of Barry Weiss.
Oh, dear. This can't be good.
CBS News co-anchor John Dickerson is leaving the network.
Oh, dear. Okay. Did he accidentally do journalism? Is that what happened?
That's what it sounds like.
Okay. All right. Well, this bitch, Kristen Welker, tried a little. She said coffee prices are up 19%, beef is up almost 15%, bacon up almost 6%, to name a few. So when are all the grocery prices going to come down, as President Trump promised? Overly smiley Scott Bessent said, Kristen, it's unfortunate. As much as I like you, you do tend to cherry pick.
Oh.
No, there's no one to pick the cherries, and so we can't afford those either. But thank you for the... You like to cherry pick. I'm just a poor soybean farmer.
Who likes to brawl?
Oh. Sue in Rockville. Hello, Sue.
Oh, this has been a great show. You entertain us as we're driving home from New Jersey to Maryland. So
thank you. More importantly, I've gotten a thumbs up from Bella. If you get the Gen Z, if you can break the Gen Z stare, you are golden. But thank
you, sir. That's right. We are with the newest generation. Listen, a couple things. The MOOC stream is so fabulous, how we've crossed the entire country. We were in Chicago with Karen last week. This week, tonight, our bi-weekly Zoom has Pete Dominic as our special guest.
Wow.
Two weeks ago, we had Frank Figliuzzi, who so generously donated some time.
Aww.
And all of it is because of you and all of us together, because we are stronger together. And the power of the people is greater than the people in power.
That's how Joyce Vance always ends her, Substack. Yep. She says, we're in this together.
Absolutely.
And that's what the whole point of the No Kings rally is. We are, the solidarity. All right. Speaking of cattle prices, all that stuff, give me 13. Representative Cherise Davids of Kansas. Representative Cherise Davids. Mm-hmm. And here she comes.
The idea that cattle ranchers in Kansas or in any state would need Donald Trump from New York City telling them that he understands cattle, the cattle markets, the work that they do better than the people who get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. That's why they're successful. They're not successful because of Donald Trump. They're successful because they're working really, really hard.
Yeah, there you go. One more real quick.
You know, I've heard some of my Republican colleagues have encouraged Donald Trump to be transparent about what's going on with this idea of importing beef from Argentina. And I'll just say this. We don't need transparency to know that this policy is garbage.
Yeah.
We need to be supporting American ranchers, farmers, producers, and this ain't it.
Yeah. MAGA, am I right?
Yep.
Yeah. 29 minutes after the hour, we roll along on The Stephanie Miller Show.
WMDX, fueled by coffee, driven by curiosity. Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Governor Tony Evers is pushing to get FEMA disaster funding after the Trump administration said no. Evers says the Trump administration denied Wisconsin's application for public assistance for Door, Grant, Milwaukee, Ozaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties after those severe storms and flooding in August. In response, the governor announced he'll file an appeal to ensure those six counties get the support they need to rebuild, recover, and address more than $26.5 million in disaster costs. In a letter sent to the governor, FEMA said that while the impact to individuals and households was significant, based on the preliminary damage assessments, quote, it has been determined that the public assistance program is not warranted, end quote. Those preliminary damage assessments last month included people from FEMA, emergency management, and local officials. They all validated that more than $26 million in damage. Now, the governor is directing Wisconsin Emergency Management to gather more information on all that damage to the public sector and certain nonprofits for the future appeal. And a reminder, part of John Nolan Drive will close overnight this week starting tonight. The northbound lanes of John Nolan will close at 7 o'clock, and it'll open back up in time for the morning rush at 6 o'clock in the morning. Crews will be installing storm sewers as part of the years-long reconstruction project. It'll continue to close every night this week through Thursday. And another road closure started this morning. Packers Avenue is closed at the railroad tracks. The railroad company is replacing the crossing. There's a detour using North Sherman and Aberg Avenues. That project on Packers Avenue is expected to also take just 4 days. City staff say it should be open again Thursday by 5 p.m. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunny skies on your Monday afternoon, and east winds will reach the upper 50s. Overnight, a few clouds, the lows will drop to around the 40-degree mark. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy skies break out the umbrellas of the afternoon, a chance of showers, and upper 50s. It's 47 at our studios.
Join me, Tom Hartman, each and every weekday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program right here on Civic Media. I talk about the issues that all Wisconsinites can get behind, from unrigging our economy so it works for all of us, not just the billionaire class, to improving our representative government, to delivering on the promise of we the people. Tune in middays right here on your local Civic Media station from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program. Tag, you're it.
The John and Gordy Show.
The leaky boot. Just some of the amazing things that you can see here in Wisconsin. Never know what you're going to drive into next when you go into these small towns. We just get into weird things, you know, big musky statues and giant Paul Bunyan in the dells. We just love stupidly large, unbelievable things and just really trivial things.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll look back at the weekend sports and news headlines. Also be joined by our friend and colleague, Jane Matinair of Matinair on Air. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Housing. It's not an option. It's...
with him, just name it the Barack Obama ballroom, and I think that'll take care of half the problem. This is a distraction. First of all, he should not have done that. It's the people's house. Number two, where is the president? He's focusing on the ballroom. He's focused on everything, but he's not focused on what's happening right now. Inflation's still high. People can't buy what they need to buy. Energy's still high. We have tariff wars that are being caused because he feels icky and feels bad about someone talking bad about him in a commercial. And inflation is about to double for 24 million Americans, and that's what he cares about.
Yep, Senator Ruben Gallego. That would be funny. They name, next president names it the Barack Obama ballroom.
I think they should just tear it up. Tear it down.
I do too. I think Eric Swalwell said that the next presidential candidate should pledge
immediately
to do that.
Tear it down and
restore the people's house to what it. Yeah,
I agree.
Covey says, "Oh, this is the one I was telling you, Chris. The Pentagon has agreed to buy drone parts from Don Jr.'s company that has only been manufacturing parts domestically for a few weeks. Where is the House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer? I'm guessing subpoenaing something to do with something Hunter's laptop for the 11 billion." Time. Probably. That's where he is. Mm-hmm. Okay. Brad says Trump got caught talking about Mike Johnson. LOL. Mike, how's it feel to lick them boots at the same time be scoffed at by your daddy? I think it's his kink. I think he likes it.
That's totally his kink.
Yeah. Likes the humiliation. Okay. Christopher, who said...
Yeah, you can't be a Trump and not be into humiliation.
Who said of Trump strikes on boats? I would call them extrajudicial killings. This is akin to what China does, what Iran does with drug dealers. They similarly execute people without presenting evidence to the public. So it's wrong.
That. Dick Dastardly.
No, that would be Rand Paul.
Oh.
Who... I get a headache in my eye every time I agree with something that Rand Paul or Marjorie Taylor Greene says. Okay. Josh in Wisconsin. Hi, Josh. Welcome.
Happy Halloween week, everybody.
Happy Halloweeny. Go ahead.
Let me just say, Kathy Griffin was right about everything. I'm making hats.
Yes.
Let me tell you what. So I've been rewatching Stranger Things. I'm on the third season, and it has a lot to do with, like, Invasion of the Body Snatchers type stuff and, like, secret Russians and bunkers and things. So I'm not concerned about, migrants' paperwork. I want to see ICE's paperwork because without ID and without, any kind of idea who they are and masks up, we don't know if they're not foreign mercenaries. They're being armed right now. They have small munitions fire that is being bought, rocket launchers, that kind of thing. How do we know they're not, some secret invasionary force? We've already proven that they're going to be Trump's secret army. How do we know we're not secretly arming these people? Who are they?
Yeah. That's exactly the point, which, by the way, this isn't what we teach our kids from day one. Don't get in an unmarked van with someone that you have no idea who they are.
Well, we got in an unmarked van with Donald Trump and look where that got us.
Yeah. Look at us. Okay. We're just like in the trunk right before Stephen Miller closes it. We're just.
They make those glow-in-the-dark candles on the insides of trunks
now. Oh, fantastic. Yeah. How did we get out of the trunk? Okay. Ronald says, I still can't believe Scott Bessent, whose net worth is $521 million. I'm sorry, I underestimated.
You did.
Went on TV and claimed that he has felt the pain of the trade war because he is a soybean farmer. And he claims to be a farmer not because he grows things, because he's a landlord of some farmers. Yeah. Green Acres, here I come.
I grow soybeans.
Key Park Avenue. Okay. I can't remember the rest of the Green Acres theme. Can you?
Green Acres is a place to be. Farm living is the life for me.
Farm living is the life for me.
Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan. Just give me that countryside.
Keep Manhattan. Just give me that countryside, Margaret Brennan.
New York is where I'd rather stay.
Melania.
I get allergic smelling hay.
Cue Melania. But New York is where I'd rather stay. Uh-huh. I get allergic smelling the hay. Be best if there was no hay. Okay.
Be best.
I want the individual liberty from the White House. Okay. The GOP is triggered at the words of Ronald Reagan. Let that sink in, says Richie. And here's a good quote, Bella. If being gay was a choice, there'd be a lot more lesbians.
Yes. 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 Yeah.
Damn. Okay. Mary in Virginia Beach. Hi, Mary.
Well, hello, Stephanie.
Hi.
First time caller, long time supporter.
Oh.
Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Hi, Bella.
Hello.
Oh, gosh, I hate to drop a nuclear bomb, but we have a major problem at the White House.
What? You're
kidding. They did this demolition without a prior approval or inspection, mm-hmm. and it's full of asbestos.
My God.
This asbestos has gotten all over the grounds. Mm-hmm. It's seeped into the White House ventilation system. They have had foreign dignitaries there. They've held a GOP luncheon there.
Oh, my gosh. What if Trump starts acting crazy? That'd be... oof. The best asbestos. That's one more thing we can add to his list of obvious... Did you see him go down the steps of Air Force One? Every doctor now is checking in going, he's had a stroke. Like, his right side appears to be toast, which is why he's doing the single-handy J dance with just one arm now. So it's not a double-handed J. He can't even manage a double-handed J dance anymore. Okay, Christy reminds us Obama did not spend $350 million on a basketball court. He put a removable hoop on an existing tennis court. Stop believing BS.
Yeah.
They're also posting pictures of when Truman did the renovation. First of all, the renovation because it was falling apart.
And he had prior approval.
And he had approval. But they're posting that saying this was Obama redoing the basketball court. And
maggots hung up a basketball net like every suburban father does on their driveway.
But maggots believe it.
Right.
They just posted the picture of the Truman, renovation. And you're like, he put a hoop on it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle Chaney says, Trump says Merrick Garland, Lisa Monaco, and Jack Smith rigged the 2020 election while he was the president and none of them were in power. They also managed to tape lawmakers' calls before the Biden administration even began. Mehdi Hassan says it is the 25th Amendment. It's so past 25th Amendment time, I don't even know what to say about it anymore. Right. Based on Trump's new post, Harry Sisson, who got diarrhea dropped on him. He's
The
youngin', social media influencer.
Yes,
he said, based on Trump's new post, it's clear that it's his plan. One, indict those who certified the 2020 election. Two, limit the ways people can vote. Three, send poll watchers and the National Guard to blue states only for elections. Four, indict those who certify future elections against him. Joy's fans is right. We are going to have to fight like hell. Mm-hmm. This is not the time because that stuff makes you want to, you think, we have to give up.
Yep.
He's going to, not if we fight back. And she keeps saying they would be not be that scared and going through all this if they didn't know the power of your vote.
Right.
Vicky in Illinois just met Governor Pritzker this morning.
Oh,
they're exciting. Hi, Vicky. Hi, Vicky. Hello.
Vicky.
Vicky, it's for you. Vicky? All right.
She's there.
Sorry. Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, Senator Chris Murphy on this. This is now the longest shutdown, isn't it, mm-hmm. ever? Yeah, okay.
This is like real life, right? This isn't a game. In Connecticut, if you're 60 years old and making somewhere around $60,000, you could be seeing a $25,000 increase in your premiums.
My
Not 25%, $25,000.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't need a commitment for a vote that fails. We need Republicans to come to the table and say, we're going to fix this problem.
Yeah.
They refuse.
David says, for people living in the real world, Reagan hated tariffs. Russia interfered in the 2016 election. Trump lost the 2020 election. Isn't the constant having to restate obvious facts kind of exhausting? Is it only my chiffon that's wet at this point?
Unfortunately, it's our job. Yeah, we're on the radio.
Yes, yes, it is our job.
Yeah.
This one we've been talking about all morning. Ryan says, 33-year-old loser goes alone to a college bar dressed as a Nazi, gets rejected, hits a woman in the face, gets arrested. In other words, he will have a senior role in the Trump administration any day now. This just sums up everything, just into mm-hmm. one story. Good God Above says Canada ran an ad of Reagan explaining why tariffs don't work and Trump ended trade talks. Nothing like losing an economics debate to a ghost. It's perfect for Halloween week, isn't it?
Yeah.
He just lost a debate with zombie Reagan. Okay. Michael says Trump has sued over jokes, tweets, and news stories, but not once over accusations of child rape. That silence says everything. Thank you. All right, Mark, let's skip to Senator Mark Kelly on our ongoing national nightmare.
I think I heard that in less than a week, Americans are going to see their in less than a week, Americans are going to see their health care costs spike dramatically. going up 100, 200, 300%. They know that. The president knows that. He said he wanted to do something about this. But as far as I could tell, he's spent about 1 hour negotiating with Democrats on this issue. And now he's taken off on another trip overseas.
Yeah. Our beloved JoJo from Jurors says, I'm sure it's merely a coincidence the guy who bankrupted casinos is now responsible for the first, second, and third longest government shutdown in our country's history. Unbelievable. All right. One more. Mark Kelly.
Secretary also say that this was about somehow about like the debt and deficit. But you got to remember, in the Trump's big legislation, they added $4 trillion to the debt in order to give a big tax cut for wealthy people like him and like the president and their wealthy friends on the backs of the American people and what their health care is going to cost. That's why these premiums have gone away. They didn't want it to be $6 trillion in debt. They wanted it to just be $4 trillion. So this is about the cost that people pay for their health care.
Yeah.
I mentioned Mark Elias to Joyce Vance. He posts, Donald Trump is telling his DOJ to prosecute people involved in defeating him in 2020. He will claim the 2025 California referendum was fraudulent. He is going to try to impose voter ID, ban mail-in and early voting for 2026. I will do everything I can in the courtroom and in public to stop him, which is why giving up is unforgivable. The new Joyce Vance book.
Get it.
If he can keep fighting, right? If Mark Elias is still out there, we can be out there. One last one. He echoes my point.
Okay.
Because
all right.
He said, if you think Trump can't misuse the nuclear codes because people would stop him, those same people just watched him bulldoze an entire wing of the White House. I mean, that's what I said to Joyce. Every time we say he can't do that, oh, he can't run for a third term. Doesn't mean he's not going to try.
That's right.
But just, I think the point of her book is we can stop him. So do not give up hope. Just buy this book. Okay. Oh, wait. We found Vicky again real quick.
Vicky!
Vicky in Illinois. Hello, Vicky. Hello?
Yes, my bad. Out the right ear.
Okay, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yep, yes. Go ahead.
Yes, I got to meet Governor Pritzker this morning in Springfield.
Yay.
He was filing papers for re-election at the elections office.
Nice.
Yay.
I had my No King sign, and I am volunteering on a campaign. Jennifer Todd is running against MAGA Mary Miller, U.S. Congress. So she was filing her petition, and she had been there since yesterday, 2 p.m., then the office is opened at 8. I was delivering hot chocolate to her before the filing.
You're a liberal helper. All right. Well, good.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay, Mayor, we got to move on. But yes, good. Yes, get out there. Support all our vote blue, no matter who.
That's right.
46 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Title Lock.
Oh.
It's scary enough, Halloween week. It's scary enough in Trump's America. I'm just saying. Yeah. You don't need another thing to worry about. Homeowners, you need to listen up. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles. What? Your equity is the target. They can forge your signature on just one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, bam, bing, bang, boom, your house is transferred out of your name. They can take out loans using your equity, even sell your property. And you might not even know until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. That's scary.
Yes, like a mummy stealing your soul.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
When's the last time you checked your home title? Boo. If your answer is never, do something about it right now. I partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HometitleLock.com/Stephanie. Free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's HometitleLock.com/Stephanie.
I am shocked and appalled.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Everybody, it's the sleep doctor, Dr. Greenberg. So excited to meet you. Why are you known as the sleep doctor?
I've treated over 10,000 patients for snoring and sleep apnea. It's my passion.
So tell us how Zepa is different from other, it's a mouthpiece, but it's so simple. Explain how it works.
The key that we have to look at is, why do you snore? You know, if we think of how does somebody snore, people think it's their nose, their mouth, their tongue. Bottom line is, it's the tongue. So you've got things like the CPAP machine that blows air so powerful down the throat, it moves the tongue out of the way. It's not oxygen, it's air. It's like sticking your hand out a car window at 60 miles an hour. You know, there are other mouthpieces in the market. They all just bring the lower jaw forward. Well, if you're standing up, that's great. But the minute you put your head back, nothing's keeping your tongue from falling back. What we have here is this strap. It's a silicone strap that we call a seatbelt for the tongue. Basically,
it opens up your airway, basically, right?
Opens up your airway, keeps the tongue from falling back.
You've also started a campaign near and dear to my heart for breast cancer research with Zepa. So it's the pink one. So talk about that for a sec.
We've all been affected by somebody with breast cancer. It just hits all of us so deeply.
Yeah.
Why is this still such an issue? Why are we still all losing our friends, or they're fighting for their lives with it? They're going through chemo, radiation, all these things. And it's something we need to just get rid of. We need to throw the money in there behind it and get cures.
Yep. And it basically moves your jaw forward, opens up your airway. Generally, in the first night, it stops snoring, which is just a miracle for a lot of people. Listen, go to Zepa.com and use the code PINK or text Stephanie to 511-511. Zepa is happy Z spelled backwards, because what's not happy about the whole thing? Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for all you do, and thanks for Zepa.
Thank you, Stephanie. It's been great to be here.
There's nothing quite like the perfect fit. And at Allure Intimate Apparel, that's exactly what they deliver. Their expert team offers one-on-one bra fittings in a graceful, no-pressure environment that celebrates every silhouette. It's luxury tailored to real life, where confidence is never compromised. Experience a new standard of personal attention with timeless style and a fit that flatters at every angle. Visit their brand new location at the Hilldale Shopping Center. Visit AllureFits.com.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry.
Hungry.
You're hungry.
Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-859-3220. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 to 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you. Except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-859-3220. That's 800-859-3220 for $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-859-3220. 800-859-3220.
Stephanie Miller.
Lurking in the dark. You know me, baby. Feel the night. You're fighting for your life. Inside a killer, thriller, tonight.
Isn't everything great? Yes. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Oh, looky here. Lincoln Project said the inaugural Orange Noser of the Week is Representative Mark Harris.
Oh.
He's been working overtime to rebrand all the corruption, DOJ weaponization, ICE violence against Americans, rising prices, mass layoffs as wins for Trump.
What?
Someone's trying to secure an invite to the Epstein ballroom. Mm. Yeah, here he is.
When we really stop and look at the Democrats, we have got to recognize that they just got tired of Donald Trump winning. When you stop and see what this administration has been able to do in these first 9 months, 10 months, the president was having win after win, and they're just looking for any way they can to try to throw a wrench in it.
Yeah, that's it. It's all the winning.
All the winning.
So
yeah,
much
we're
winning.
Tired of
so
it.
So much winning. Uh-huh. So tired. Woo! Win, 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 win. MAGA, am I right?
Yep.
Okay. Anita says, after massive pushback, Indiana GOP say they just don't have the votes to move forward with Trump's gerrymandering scheme, even after J.D. Vance's trips to Indiana. Meanwhile, Prop 50 out here is ahead by 11 billion points, but that doesn't mean get out and vote, get out and vote, get out and vote, if you haven't voted yet. Like Chris, who likes to see the creaky old people and do it in person.
There are so many young people working at these places now.
I know.
Seriously.
That's a hopeful sign.
I think so.
Chris, who said protectionism might have some initial success, will eventually slow domestic innovation and spur retaliation from international trading partners. Then the worst happens. Market shrinks, collapse businesses, industries shut down, and millions of people lose their jobs. Who said that?
Captain Caveman.
No, that would be Zombie Reagan on Halloween week. Who is absolutely correct.
Maybe he was doing the Thriller dance. Zombie Reagan.
Yeah. Country after country is recognizing that free trade is the key to a more prosperous future, and protectionism protects no one, not even the special interests that it wants, that want it so much.
Michael Jackson.
No, that was also about, that would be Zombie Reagan.
Oh.
On Halloween week. Okay, Melvin in South Carolina. Hi, Melvin.
How you doing?
Good, go ahead.
My thing is, everybody's focusing on the blue states or the red states. But what if even the red states voted blue because they don't like what this country is turning into? Yeah,
that's entirely possible. Some of the polls are showing that.
Yeah. I mean, this new data released Friday showed inflation heated up in September to a pace not seen since January. This is the first data to be released since the government shutdown. The September Consumer Price Index showed prices rising at a 3% annual rate. Gasoline prices jumped 4.1%. Some categories with exposure to tariffs, such as apparel and furniture, notched gains. I mean, this is happening. By the way, it's November 1st. SNAP benefits run out, right? Recipients of SNAP food assistance across the country face a looming deadline. That's Saturday, correct?
Yeah.
Their cards may not get refilled. That's 42 million Americans, by the way. All right. Oh, I have a hero of democracy. Sorry.
Okay.
It's just been a day. Joyce Vance, Kathy Griffin, we're just lousy with them. With heroes of, yeah.
Defending our nation from the clutches of fascist idiocracy, we proudly present Heroes of Democracy.
ABC reporter Jonathan Carl, directly asked Trump why he lied to the American people right to his face. Trump's expression dropped the moment he heard the word lie, and he completely lost it. Good. Every reporter should have the courage to call out a liar with the truth. Raise your hand if you stand with reporter Jonathan Carl. More, please. More of this, please.
Right.
Sarah Beth says, we will rebuild one day, but we will never forget the monsters who helped Trump drive a wrecking ball into our democracy. That's it on Halloween week. The monsters. Monsters. All of them. Monsters.
They're doing the MASH.
Santiago Mayor, our little stem cell, said, I really think we need to talk more about the fact that the Republicans have basically quietly abolished the House of Representatives. We talked to Joyce Vance about that. I mean, that's... I think more can be said about the cowardice of not just Trump. His illegality, his lawlessness is lifelong.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, this is why they're going to elect Mondami by a billion points, because Trump told them not to. Do you understand? I lived in New York. People in New York hate Trump the most because they know him the best.
Yeah.
They know what a lifelong criminal he has always been. And it's okay. But that's the part we didn't see coming, is just that they would just give up their own power willingly. Sinking said, they said we need a businessman in the White House. They got one. Now the government's broke. Workers are unpaid and creditors are circling. Exactly how he ran everything else. That's exactly what everyone in New York knows. How many businesses he went bankrupt. How many people he didn't pay.
Yep.
Okay. Who said Trump's talent is finding wormholes in the system that he can exploit for his own satisfaction or financial gain? Things that are not specifically outlawed, because it never occurred to the founders or anyone else that a lowlife could rise so high.
Bobby Boris Pickett.
No, that's Maureen Dowd, who I don't normally. Strange bedfellows. Right. Donald Trump now suggesting that the Ronald Reagan commercial, using his own words, produced by Canada, was AI, and that Canada was cheating. See, this is the danger of AI, is he's just going to say everything is fake, right?
Well, until we can produce the actual recording of the actual radio address that he gave on
right.
from the actual day,
right.
Which we did.
Ron says this is how Trump does everything. Reporting from reliable sources says he's going to do something outrageous or ridiculous. He immediately claims it's fake news. Then a few days or weeks later, he does exactly what was originally reported. Trump said, I don't have any plans to call the ballroom right after myself, and calls this reporting fake news. However, on a list of donors to the ballroom provided to ABC News, the White House refers to it as the President Donald J. Trump ballroom. It is exhausting. And I didn't even... You know what? You can take the rest of the day off. I still got all the stuff for tomorrow. We're good.
Unless, I know you don't mean that.
Yeah, I know. Oh, but we do have Zerlina Maxwell and Jody Hamilton and Charlie Pierce all on the Big Tuesday Show. That's we will see you then.
WMDX, where thinking is still fashionable.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Tuesday morning, we'll check in with the Dane County Humane Society with Lisa Bernard.
And on Just Ask John, oven cleaners or self-cleaning ovens?
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Within the next day, Hurricane Melissa is expected to turn northward, bringing severe winds and flooding conditions to Jamaica. Right now, the Category 5 storm has winds blowing at up to 165 miles per hour. Day 27 of the government shutdown, and if a funding deal isn't reached by the end of the week, millions of Americans could lose access to federal food assistance programs. The Trump administration says they can't provide that assistance beyond November 1st, but Democrats are pushing back.
In Massachusetts, where more than 1 million people will lose SNAP benefits, Democratic Governor Maura Healey pointing the finger squarely at President Trump.
President Trump has chosen to stop all SNAP benefits to Americans starting next week. You know, leadership is a choice. And sadly, President Trump has chosen to take away food from people all around this country.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. President Trump continuing his trip to Asia. He's in Japan right now. This is ABC News.